欢迎进入常春藤生活英语，我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi and welcome to Enjoy English. My name's Amanda.
This is Bruce.
And I'm Lori.
And today, Friday, the 9th of March, we are looking at the first of two parts of our business English lesson, and we are talking about pricing strategy.
Wow.
Now, pricing strategy, what's that, Bruce?
Well, that is a business idea.When we talk about how much we are going to charge for our product or service.
Okay, so a product is a thing.
Right.
Like a thing you could hold, like a coffee or a table. And a service is...
Something that we do for people, for money.
So like when a plumber comes to the house and fixes my broken sink, that's a service.
Or the bus driver or your dentist.
Excellent. Okay.Well, we have Adam and Sheila talking about their pricing strategy. But before we get into that, how about if you, explain to the students what we've just been talking about?
Sure, I've been waiting for ages. Okay, 好，太夸张了啊！各位同学，今天的商业英语呢，我们要来讲到定价策略啊。你看，很好玩，这里本来 price...我们平常看到的是价格，它是当一个 noun 名词，但这里 pricing 它显然把它当成 verb， 加了一个 ing 变成分词、哦、它来当形容词，修饰什么呢？修饰策略 strategy， 所以就变成定价格的策略。那么这个在很多现在公司行销的时候 marketing 来讲，它是一个很重要的 factor， 一个因素。为什么呢？因为你价格定太高定太低都会影响到你那个商品的 sale， 所以我们今天要来学的这个就是 pricing strategy。
Okay students, but first we're going to help you with
building your vocabulary.
Number one, target.
把什么选作目标？
Our sale targeted teens and their parents.
Number two, is average.
普通的平常的。
Eddie is a student with average abilities.
Number three is afterwards.
之后后来。
We'll have curry for dinner and some ice cream afterwards.
Ooh. And then diarrhea.
No, curry for dinner, yum. Thai curry, Indian curry.
Fine, with ice cream?
Well, after.Not in the same bowl.
Like the next day after.
Okay, we also have three phrases
for learning.
And number one is go over.
审查检查
Go over the data first before you make a decision.
Number two is give away.
赠送
The shop on the corner is giving away balloons.
Oh, I love that.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're
fun.
Go there, you know, asking for a free balloon. Although, you know, I might throw it away right away. But still.
It's free.
Yeah. Bad girl, throw it away right away. We can also use the words or the expression give away, like, don't give away the secret.
Oh.
Meaning don't tell anybody the secret.
Don't let the cat.Out
of the bag.
哇、oh, 你看我讲什么他们两个就自动回答好好没有因为那是一个片语哦不要让猫跑出那个袋子就是不要把秘密讲出去。
Number three is
first
things first.
OK, 这个叫凡事应有轻重缓急。
First things first. Stop complaining and start doing your homework.
Lori.
Yeah, right.
Boy, that sounds like something my mother would say.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we have three extra vocabulary words. Number one is pricing strategy.
定价策略
Another one is figure.
数据
Now, this is a noun, and we're talking about numbers, right?
Yep.
But...We can also talk about a person's figure.
That's right.
He has a good figure, his figure is not so good. It means their body shape.
In Chinese, we said 身材身材好身材不好
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we can also use figure as a verb. Like, I need to figure out the answer to this problem.
Very good. And here, figure 它是放在这个 phrase 里面的动词片语 figure out 就是理解 understand,、
Excellent.
right?
And number three is promotion.
促销
Now again, promotion is a word with lots of definitions.A common one is, guess what? I got a promotion at work last week.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, so you become a janitor?
That's right. Before, I was only picking up garbage outside the building. Now I can clean inside the building.
In the toilet, yeah, right? Okay, so we're just
talking.
I love you, Lori. 美老师说我终于升官了然后就说真的吗你终于变工友了吗 Okay, so do you want to teach students this word, janitor?
Sure, J-A-N-I-T-O-R, janitor.
Okay, but what about other way to use it?
Promotion?
Yeah, like promotion of product?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In department stores,、
yeah.
you will often see people doing promotions for, say, a perfume, and they're standing at the door,、
mm-hmm.
and they will offer to spray、yeah. you with the perfume.
Or give you a very, very small pack of、that's、the perfume.
Right. Yes, that's
right.
For you
to try.、
Mm-hmm.
Good.
All right. Well, let's have a look at dialogue A. Adam and Sheila are talking about the pricing strategy for their new drinks.
I love the peach flavor. It's delicious.
It's my son's new favorite drink.Now all we need to do is introduce it to the public.
I've been going over the figures, and we need to decide on a plan.
First, let's talk about the market. Who are we targeting?
Everyone. The people who buy all fresh juice are the average citizens.
I think that Adam is a bit optimistic to say everyone is our market. I think...He needs to narrow it down a bit more so that their marketing strategy will be successful.
That's right. Okay. 所以呢刚刚 Amanda 老师讲到说这个 Adam 有点太乐观了。乐观这个字叫 optimistic.、
Mm-hmm.
Can we spell that please?
O-P-T-I-M-I-S-T-I-C. Again, O-P-T-I-M-I-S-T-I-C, optimistic.
Very good.、因为他把每一个人都当成他的这个潜在的客户这是不可怜的、一般来说你要做行销就是要找出你的正确的 target、
mm-hmm.
所以呢这边我们来看看他们的对话
Okay, so it starts off We find out that Adam and Sheila are talking about the pricing strategy for their new drinks So I guess that Adam and Sheila have developed some new drinks、
mm-hmm.
Something that they think tastes really delicious,、
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to decide on their pricing strategy. That means they're trying to decide how much they should sell the drinks for.
That's right. Okay. So, 一开始呢，我们的对话发生在什么样的一个 occasion 呢？就是 Adam 跟 Sheila 这两个人呢，正在讨论他们这个新饮料的定价策略。所以呢，既然这样，表示他们已经开发了一个新的产品。开发这个字就是刚刚 Amanda 老师说的 develop. Can we spell that, please?
D-E-V-E-L-O-P. D-E-V-E-L-O-P. Develop.
Very good. 所以他们要看看到底要把它卖多少钱。
Mm-hmm.
Adam begins the conversation with, I love the peach flavor. It's delicious.
Yuck.
You don't like peach?
No.
I must be honest. I like the fruit, but if things are flavored with peach, it doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it tastes like medicine. Most of those, you know.
Well,、okay. the peach pit would.
So he loves the peach flavor. He loves the peach taste, and、mm. he thinks it's really good.、
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about food or beverages, food or drinks...If we want to say really good, we can say delicious.
Good.
Oishi.
Mm-hmm. That's
Oishi
good.
Does.
Or tasty.
Yes.
Right?
Tasty.、Okay. T-A-S-T-Y. Tasty.
Very good. 好所以呢 ,Adam 他第一句话就讲了哇我真是很喜欢这个桃子的口味啊这个真是好喝啊这里的 delicious 呢你当成东西食物的话 food 就很好吃那如果是饮料就很好喝啊你就讲两种翻译法那么一般的饮料同学们学到 drink 之外呢刚刚 Amanda 老师讲到另外一个字给学起来它也是饮料叫做 beverage
B-E-V-E-R-A-G-E, beverage.
那么 flavor 呢，刚刚呢这个 Bruce 老师有讲到，就是也等于的他刚刚拼的 tasty 那个字，不过呢他 flavor 如果是名词，你用 taste 就他的那个味道，他的口味，那也是名词都可以用的。
And Sheila says, it's my son's new favorite drink. So Sheila has a son, a boy, and I like this. She says it's his new favorite drink. It sounds like he's had other favorite drinks before, but this is the newest, the most recent drink that he likes the most.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all we need to do, the only thing that Sheila says they need to do, is introduce it to the public so as to let people know about this delicious drink.
That's right. 所以接下来呢 Sheila 她显然是一个妈妈，因为她说这是我儿子最新的这个饮料的最爱，所以表示她可能常常有她的最爱，那每天搞不好都有一种，那这个是她目前最新的，也是刚刚 Amanda 老师讲的最 recent。 Recent 本来是讲说最近 right 很近期的，那 most recent 当然就是 the latest 咯、mm-hmm. OK, so can we spell recent please?
Recent, R-E-C-E-N-T, recent.
然后他说现在，好，那不是说真的马上，不是，是一个就是 well, 那么我们呢现在所需要做的就是把这个饮料介绍给 the public, 就是大众，介绍给大家。好，所以这里的 it 指的就是那个 new drink.
Adam continues, I've been going over the figures and we need to decide on a plan. Going over, he is thinking aboutwriting down,、mm-hmm. checking out, planning how much money they should charge people for their fruit drink. Here we use the expression, the figures. That means really do the math.、
Mm-hmm.
We are supposed to figure out how much money something is going to cost,、
mm-hmm.
but we need a plan for this. And as we will see in a moment, you could chargemore than the usual product, the same as the usual products, or less than the usual products. And they need to plan what they are going to do.
Very good. 所以接下来呢，这个 Adam 就讲到说了，我呢一直在干嘛 ？I have been 怎么样怎么样啊、哦？所以你常常看到 have been， 然后加上一个 verb ing， 就是一直在做什么东西。他一直在干嘛呢 ？Go over the figures， 就是呢，我一直在重复的、一再的去看这个数据啊。所以呢，他表示一直在想这个数据要告诉他该怎么去定这个价格。然后他说 ，We need to， 我们应该要 decide on， 决定定好什么呢 ？A plan， 一个计划。
First says Sheila， let's talk about the market. Now this isn't the night market or the vegetable market.They're actually talking about the potential customers, the people who might be buying their drinks.
The business market.
Mm-hmm. And she wants to know, who are we targeting? Who do we think will be buying our drinks? And, you know, what kind of person do we think will be buying our fruit juice?
好。那么 Sheila 就讲说了，那么首先，她回应这个 Adam 的话，首先，那就让我们来谈谈这个市场吧。那么刚刚呢 ，Amanda 老师显然对台湾的市场很 familiar, right? 她知道有这个 night market, 还有这个蔬菜水果的市场啊。And you forgot jade market.
Oh,
还有玉市
flower market.
花市，哇、wow, 哦、uh-huh. ，OK, Bruce wins. 好，
yeah,
在这一场里面哦。那么所以他这里 no, 这是 Bruce 老师刚刚说的 business the market, 商业上的市场。然后呢，他说我们要这个 target 的人是谁呀？这里的 target 各位可以翻成客群啊，客人的客 customer, 然后呢群啊，就是这个群众的群 group 的意思。好，所以这个我们一般来讲就是你的客群是谁呢？
Adam finishes up by saying everyone. He means, of course, that he hopes to target everyone because then he would have the most or biggest number of customers. The people who buy all fresh juice are the average citizens. Again, if you target the average citizen, you don't really care if it's he or she or old or young or rich or poor.
That's
right. The more people who buy your product, the richer you'll be.
That's right. Okay. 所以呢 ,Adam 他就很乐观地讲说每个人都是我的客群啊。哦、为什么呢他说因为呢 ,the people who, 就是那些怎么样呢那些买这个全部都是这个新鲜果汁的人呢也不过就是一般的市民咯所以每个人都是我的客群。
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a look at Dialogue B.Hi, and welcome back to Enjoy English. We are looking at our business English lesson for Friday, the 9th of March. And let's have a look at Dialogue B. Let's start things off with some huge promotions at department stores around Taiwan.
Great. How about having contests where we give away free prizes?
If we invite some celebrities to join the games, we'll get more media attention.
That'll get the job done. But we need to think about what to do afterwards.
Wait, first things first. What about the price? How much should one bottle of juice cost?
Oh, that's very, you know, correct that she changes back to the important topic.
She sort of brings it back to the basics.
Yeah.
Okay, taking a closer look, Sheila says, let's start things off with some huge promotions at department stores.Around Taiwan. If you're going to start things off, you're going to begin something.
Mm.
And so she thinks if they have some huge promotions, a promotion is an event where you try to let people know about your product.
Uh-huh.
And she thinks if they have them at department stores, maybe just outside the front of a department store,
yep.
set up a stage, you know, have some sort of activities or events...Then, and they have them at department stores around Taiwan, that will really let people know about their product.
Mm-hmm. It will make people interested in the product.
In trying it?
Exactly. That's really the point of mm-hmm. a promotion.
That's
Give
right.
it a try.
That's right. And that's what Sogo Department in Taiwan, you know, does a lot.
Do it all the time.
Yeah.
In Zhongxiao Fuxing.
Oh, that is really something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing a lot of people really, you know, running in.And, you know, taking
Getting my... free things.
Yeah.
So if you want to meet Lori, you know where to go.
That's right. Okay. 好,所以呢,好,I lost one point, but I'll get it back.
Okay.
所以希望就讲到了 ,let's start things off with some huge promotions. 这里就讲到,我们呢,还不如先开始在这个,来一做一些大型的促销活动。在哪里呢?在全台湾的百货公司。
Adam continues, great.How about having contests where we give away free prizes? Adam likes Sheila's suggestion, her idea.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And he has his own suggestion about those promotions, because some promotions are contests, and if you guess the right answer to a really stupid question or easy question, they will give you a prize, a free prize, and this makes people interested in the product.
Okay, is the man a woman?
Yes.
You got the free prize.
All right.
Is Lori beautiful?
Yes.
Wrong. Okay. 好的，我们再示范一下这种的哦。好，因为通常这种给免费的东西，他问问题都很笨笨的哦。所以他这边就说太棒了，他觉得这个 idea great idea 的意思哦。How about 是一种问法，哎，怎么样怎么样，好不好啊 ？Okay. How about going to a movie tonight?
Great.
I mean, okay.
You two sort it out first. Okay. 好，那这个 how about, 你看人家就会回答你了哦。那么 how about, 记得后面要用 verb ing 哦。How about having contest, 就是举办比赛。干嘛的比赛呢 ?where, 在那个比赛我们是会送这个免费奖品的那一种比赛。哦，所以就是我们刚刚表演给大家看那种很问很奇怪问题的比赛。Okay.
Well, Sheila has more ideas.If we invite some celebrities to join the games, we'll get more media attention. So I think she likes the idea that Adam has of having some contests, and she wants to invite some celebrities. Uh-huh. Celebrities are famous people.
Yep.
Often celebrities are in the arts, so they're singers or actors,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily.
Yeah.
Like a famous
politician.
Yep, politician.They can all be celebrities. to join the games, to join these contests, these fun activities. And that way, they'll get more media attention. Now, the media is made up of television, the internet, magazines, newspapers,
radio
mm-hmm. all of these.
Don't forget radio.
That's right. Very important.
That's what we are.
That's right. So if these celebrities go, the media will go, and thus they will get more attention brought to their product.
That's why. We can also say that's exposure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 所以呢接下来 Sheila 就讲到了你这个 idea 哦，如果我们再加上邀请一些名人来参加这个比赛的话，我们还可以得到更多的媒体注意力哦。所以刚刚讲到的媒体包含很多，而这个 exposure 刚刚讲到就是曝光。Okay. So can we spell exposure, please?
E-X-P-O-S-U-R-E.E-X-P-O-S-U-R-E, exposure.
Good.
Adam, it's his turn again. That'll get the job done, but we need to think about what to do afterwards. So Adam likes Sheila's suggestion about celebrities and media exposure. He thinks that will be very useful for making people interested in their new fruit juice product.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to think beyond, or you have to think after your promotion,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to stay in business, and you can't just have promotions to have a good business.
Mm, that will become a charity event. It's giving away free stuff, right? So, you know, Adam 就讲到，他说，这样的话哦，我觉得是可以的，哦，可以的，能够成功的，这时候叫 get the job done. Okay, 这里的 done 是一个 do 的 PP 过去分词，它是一个被动式。那么这样的话，这个工作是可以被完成的哦。那所以呢，他表示是 agree。然后他说，但是我们必须要去想一想 ，think about what to do， 该做什么 afterwards， 在这个促销之后。
Sheila interrupts and says, "Wait. First things first. First things first means we need to think about the beginning steps before we get to the sort of middle and end steps."
Yeah.
So, her thing she wants to talk about is the price. What about the price?
That's right.
How much should one bottle of juice cost? When she says cost here, she doesn't mean how much will it cost them to produce it. She means how much will it cost a customer to buy it.
That's
in
right.
a store.
okay. 所以呢 ,Sheila 就讲到等等哦，为什么呢？他说你这个事情要有轻重缓急嘛，所以英文就是 first things, 该第一的事情们 first 要第一，那意思就是其实要照顺序来哦。他说呢 ,what about the price? 那你价格呢，你都还没讲到价格就想到后面一堆哦。那么到底哦，一瓶的果汁我们要定价多少钱？所以刚刚呢，尔梅老师讲得很好，你的 cost 有两种可能，一个是花 Adam 跟 Sheila 多少钱来 produce 是生产，但另外一个是呢，要花消费者多少钱来买、嗯、OK? 那么刚刚讲到 customer 是客户
C-U-S-T-O-M-E-R customer,
但有另外一个字大家可以学起来叫做 consumer
C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R M-E-R, C-O-N-S-U-M-E-R, consumer.
Very good.
Very good. Well, that's the end of Dialogue B. I hope that you'll join us tomorrow for Dialogue C and D, where Adam and Sheila start to really talk about their pricing strategy.
You're right.
And they're talking about how much it should cost and why it should cost more or less.
That's right. Because actually, they don't really touch the topic today.
No, that happens a lot, I've noticed, in meetings, that you have a meeting to talk about A, and after 10 minutes you realize you've been talking about B for 10 minutes, and then you go back to A.
Maybe they are warming up.
They're warming up. That's exactly what it is. Okay, so we will be back tomorrow with Dialogue C and D. Until then, I'm Amanda.
This is Bruce.
And I'm Lori.
And I hope you guys all go out and have a nice big glass of juice. Until tomorrow. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源，最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。